Pardon. C4. Oh no. Siamo una perdone. Sono messaggiato per una email. Molto misterioso. Che va la chatta la internet.
Ti conosco. Per tu. Per una sorveglianza. Di camera sicurezza.
Che cosa? Che è tu?
Era un movimento su una chess forum della internet. Era problema grande della altra persona insurrezione. Kasparov e la supporti. Supporti Kasparov. Yeah. Che ultra questione.
I was born in Baku, Azerbaijan, in 1963. My original name was Gary Weinstein, but I later changed it to Kasparov when I was 9 years old. My first and strongest memory of my mother was seeing her plucking a flower from the multicolored field. Its kaleidoscopic effect was mesmerizing. Ancient games were played in the village where we lived. I quickly enrolled. While on my way buying some milk and goat cheese one day, carrying only a few pfennig in my pocket, feeling my feet on the rectangular light brown granite stones, I imagined how it would be to ride an airplane. Playing chess almost every day by then, it quickly became my main interest. It was something with how the moves were being made. At the age of 13, I won my first championship. The Soviets were very keen on nurturing their young students and athletes. It wasn't until I turned 21 that I realized I could live off those moves and coordinates. I found my role model in an elder Ukrainian boatsman who learned it on one of those Russian submarines. There was more to let time pass, to dream about the epic reality scenes that the black and white checkered board could mirror. In 1985, I became the youngest world champion ever.
Had a king, he moved one space, any direction he damn choose, cause he's the king. Like this, all right?
This was suspense beyond anything the world of chess had ever known. Gary Kasparov, 34 years old, a cheerful and confident player throughout a dominating career, hovered over his pieces in the deciding game of a match with an implacable challenger.
Vladimir Putin is thinking through the moves that he's making. Is he a good chess player?
No, I think that Putin is a KGB officer and he's the expert on judo, and he relies only on the brute force.
Then, in the mid-game, analyzing millions of possible scenarios by sheer brute force.
19 years old. One point five tons.
Incapable of feeling or intuition.
Able to explore 200 million
positions
per second. Born in 57 run on 704. IBM, 8 minutes to move. Constructing Cold War luxury silicone chip.
So how do you get to be the king?
It ain't like that. See, the king, stay the king, all right?
So how do you get to be the king?
It ain't like that.
My dear friend, we haven't seen each other for a while. How are you? Are you there? I know that you can hear me speaking to you. I will try to speak directly to your heart. Will you listen to me if I talk to you? For 3 years now, 3 years, 15 days, and 45 minutes, have we played our little round of chess. Your severe damage to my horse while you were in Africa struck me as a peculiar representation of your braveness and at the same time foolishness. A wise man once said, "Don't cry over spilt milk." I know that talking is silver, but I strongly advise you to stay off the political orbit. In this case, you should ask yourself, would you really want to rule a country? Our Italian friend has succeeded. You, on the other hand, are neither 70 years old nor that much of a TV personality, really. You'd be better off with a spray can in your hand, or writing poetry by the green hills of Lencoran Masali. I hold you very dear, and urge you to find inner peace. If not, the plank might be next. Come visit us in the summer, with best wishes from the Atlantic Ocean. Your friend, La Mata.
Deep Blue, a computer.
Questo è solamente un assaggio di uno stadio preliminare.
Waves of vibrations across the table as he sets down his glass, his salt and pepper shakers. He doesn't look satisfied. His BlackBerry on the checkered tablecloth shudders as if it is next in line for the firing squad. He waits for the car to pick him up. He knows not fear. He has learned to trust emotions. They yield the syrup of logic.
They will be walking towards the train station. It It will be late Sunday afternoon. Small pieces of torn paper will be scattered all over the pavement.
Sono qua.
Blue Monuments was produced by Michael Eddy and Ilya Karilam as part of Auditory Apples, Manifesta 7, 2008.